Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The information depicted in this podcast is purely for informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional before making any changes to your lifestyle or routine.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. All right, welcome everyone to yet another episode of the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today, I'm going to be discussing a very unique technology that I truly do believe is going to be an absolute game changer for men's sexual health, and that is the Phoenix. So today I'm joined in with Stephanie Wolf from Launch Medical. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. So excited to share all this good news with you guys.
Awesome. So just for my listeners, did you want to give them a little bit of a background into your position and what you do for the company?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to kind of back up even more from the company, I'm actually a physician assistant. I was trained about 17 years ago, and I was in family practice up until about, I would say, 5 years ago. And in family practice, I was kind of the guru or the one that people would come to for hormone optimization or for weight loss or just to kind of help them get off medication. Because as you know, so many people are on so many medications and medications cause side effects. Mm-hmm. And so then now you're getting a medication for your side effect. And so I had gone out of town and I came back and the doctor, you know, sat me down and he's like, look, I can't do this anymore. You can't go out of town. I don't want to see your patients anymore. And I said, what's the problem? What's going on? And he goes, we're not in the business of helping people or fixing people get better. You know, if we fix people, if we fix our patients, then they'll never come back because now they're fixed. And I just kind of sat there for a minute and I was like, that's why I got into healthcare. I'm so confused on this right now. So I went home and I spoke with Dustin and I was like, I can't do this. I don't believe in that. You know, I'm about helping people from the inside out. I want them to fix. You know, I always say that our body is the biggest machine on this planet. And if you just give it the right food and fuel and light and energy, you know, it can heal itself. And so why not try doing that? You know, why band-aid everything? So that's when we started Novus. And Novus is called Novus Anti-Aging Center here in Studio City, California. And that's kind of where Launch came from. Launch Medical is what started the Phoenix. So kind of a long story, but kind of necessary too.
Sure.
The Novus Center, you know, we became well known for shockwave therapy or acoustic wave therapy for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. You know, it kind of started with men coming in to see me for hormone optimization. And, you know, the last 5 minutes of the visit, they would say, oh, hey, by the way, can I get the little blue pill? You know, and I remember thinking, we just spent almost an entire hour talking about your health, and you chose the last 5 minutes to talk about the most important thing that has to do with your men's health. So I thought something has to change. You know, we have to start communicating better about this and not putting so much shame and anxiety on it. So that's kind of when Dustin and I started researching other alternative modalities for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. And that's when we came across acoustic wave therapy. Now, as you know, or you may not know, acoustic wave therapy has been around for decades, and they were using it for musculoskeletal injuries, specifically Achilles tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, knee pain, shoulder pain, things like that. And it wasn't until maybe the last 10 years that doctors started using it for the treatment of erectile dysfunction or sexual performance, Peyronie's disease. And they were getting amazing results. So that's when we implemented it into the Novus Center. And we grew very fast. We became one of the top acoustic wave treatment clinics in the country, in the United States. And people were flying in from all over. And then next thing you know, we start seeing patients from all over the world. So now they're flying in to come see us at the clinic for our treatment. So, you know, one day, Dustin and I were sitting at home and he said, you know, we're still not able to help everybody. What's going on is I'll get 10 phone calls of these men who are just in dire straits because, you know, their marriage is almost over and, you know, they lost their job or they have low self-esteem. They're not working out anymore. All these things just accumulate, you know, when they start suffering with erectile dysfunction. And, you know, he's like, out of all these 10 guys, only one of them is going to come into the clinic. And maybe that's because, you know, they're embarrassed. I would have a lot of women actually calling for their husbands or expensive, you know, it's $500 per treatment. If you go into a clinic to get this treatment performed, and it's not just one treatment, you know, the protocol calls for anywhere from 6 treatments to 12 treatments to 24 treatments, just based on what your diagnosis is, severe erectile dysfunction, moderate, mild, or if you're just a performance guy. So now you need to have these series of treatments that cost $500 each. And now you have to take off time of work, right? And you have to find a clinic that's in your area. And as of now, there's, you know, maybe 500 clinics in the United States that actually perform this treatment, which that's nothing when you think about how many people, you know, live in the United States. So, you know, Dustin's like, we have to do something to help these other guys who can't afford it, can't travel, or just embarrassed. And we had a patient who came into the clinic for something different. And, you know, him and Dustin were chatting and, you know, Dustin was explaining to him what else we do in the clinic and said, you know, if we could just invent something, you know, for these guys to take at home and use in the comfort of their own home, can you imagine like how many people we could actually touch? And he didn't know this, but this guy is actually an inventor by trade. That's what he does. And that's John Hoffman. So John Hoffman is our partner here at Launch Medical. And 3 weeks after that conversation, he walked in the door with what looked like Frankenstein. It was like this huge contraption and it was like hooked up to this battery that looked like came out of a car. And he set it down on the desk and he's like, there you go. And me and Dustin just kind of looked at each other. I'm like, what is that? And he just said, you know, this is the first prototype of what you guys are talking about. So fast forward, you know, 2 years, and we've already gone through almost 20 prototypes. Mm. You know, it's now what it is, the Phoenix. And we did undergo clinical trials in our clinic here at Novus. So we were able to actually call up all these guys that we had to turn down before and be like, hey, guess what? It's your lucky day. You get to come in for free and undergo these treatments. And we were seeing amazing results with these guys. So, you know, that's kind of how launch got started and the Phoenix came to be. And it's just, it's incredible to kind of see the transition that we're seeing with these guys. You know, I call it this like Eeyore status where the guys walk in and, you know, their head's down and they're really sad and embarrassed. And then after a series of treatments, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, like they're our best friends, you know, they're bringing in their wives and their girlfriends and, you know, they're like high-fiving us. And, you know, we have a lot of couples who come in who are, you know, newly engaged or newly married, and they credit Novus for changing their lives, you know, kind of getting their love life back in store. So it's kind of a no-brainer, you know, when it comes down to the Phoenix, because it's like, you don't have to go into a clinic anymore. You know, we can actually go to your home and help your lives at home. And especially with COVID, you know, these days, some people are scared to leave their homes, which, you know, they should be. And they definitely don't want to be stepping foot in a doctor's office, let alone to come in twice or three times a week for treatment. So, you know, it's kind of like this perfect storm in the way that it all happened, because here we are in COVID and now everyone can, you know, do the treatment in the comfort of their own home.
Yeah.
Long story.
Yeah. That was awesome. So what about giving my listeners a little bit of a summary or a very basic explanation as to how this technology actually works?
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll explain it to you kind of in like scientific form, and then I'll kind of make it a little my language, kindergarten form. So acoustic wave therapy is actually called low intensity shockwave therapy. Okay. And I hate saying that word shockwave therapy, because these guys think it's a shockwave, meaning like I'm getting the paddles out and I'm going to actually shock their penis. And that's not at all what it is. It's using acoustic wave or sound wave therapy. And if you think about it like this, when you apply the sound wave to the tissue, it creates these little bubbles, or what I like to call cavitations. These little bubbles or cavitation is what's known as like micro trauma in the body. So these little bubbles send signals to the brain and it says, hey brain, there's been some micro trauma that's occurred down here. I need you to send in fibroblasts and growth factors and healing properties and cytokines to go in and fix and repair that tissue. So the body sends all those things down there and it starts to create and remodel the tissue. With new tissue comes arteries, veins, and nerves. Arteries and veins is blood flow. Nerves is sensation. Mm-hmm. So anytime you're regrowing new tissue, you're automatically regrowing new arteries and veins, blood flow, and nerves, which is sensation. So kind of think about it as like we're going in, we're, you know, shocking or sound waving the tissue. The tissue is telling the brain there's damage. I need you to go in and repair the tissue. So what happens is over the course of 3 to 4 weeks, you're now creating what's called angiogenesis. Angiogenesis is the formation of new blood vessels. So if you think about new blood vessels, now you're feeding all this rich oxygenated blood to this tissue, and the tissue is able to regenerate and regrow again. So you're really kind of like optimizing the amount of blood flow that's feeding the penis. I don't know about you, but all these other guys that come in here, you know, they want more blood flow.
Yeah.
Tissue.
Of course.
So that's kind of how the sound wave works.
Right. Awesome. So what about giving my listeners a bit of a summary into, I guess, perhaps how the treatment protocol how you administer the treatment, and potentially how many sessions some like particular guy would need?
Yeah. So I'll start off with this. Some guys need numbing cream and some guys do not. I never know who you are. So I always say in the beginning, go ahead and use the numbing cream. With the Phoenix, we do provide you with your own little numbing creams, and that way you can apply it. Here at the clinic, same thing. I have half my patients use numbing cream and the other half don't. It's just, it's all intolerance sensitivity for you guys. So you'll put the numbing cream on and you'll administer the treatment. Now, when I say administer the treatment, it's actually on the penis. It's directly on the penis. So I always have guys, you know, get a little tissue out or paper towel or cloth or something like that, where they can hold the tip of their penis. And basically you want to like elongate the penis, and then you're applying the Phoenix to the actual, the tissue. And we do have a video online that's set up on our website, but also the box comes with a little manual for people who aren't like tech savvy or, you know, can't seem to find it on the internet. But in the book, it kind of shows you and walks you through how to administer the treatment on yourself. The treatment takes about maybe 20 minutes. It's really not very long. And then it does have a shutout mode, and the shutout mode locks you down for 36 hours. And we do that because if you think about it, we're creating damage to this tissue, and that tissue needs time to heal before you create new damage again. So, you know, with the protocols, if you, you know, do any research and kind of read through all the studies, they're doing anywhere from 2 to 3 treatments a week for, you know, up to 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the severity of the erectile dysfunction. Now, I keep saying erectile dysfunction, but I don't want to forget about my sexual performance guys either. You know, so what I learned in Novus is that as we started opening up the door and getting these guys in here for this treatment, I started seeing younger and younger guys. And I mean like in their teens, 18, 19s, and then in their 20s. And I was like, what is going on? You know, and, you know, they're actually, when I think about it, they're pretty smart because they're trying to prevent, you know, the inevitable, basically. So if you kind of think about it, the best way, or, you know, what Dustin always talks about is it's like going to the dentist, right? You can brush your teeth twice a day. You can floss your teeth twice a day, but you're still going to get that plaque buildup that makes you go to the dentist and they're going to start scraping your teeth. So you're doing everything you can, but you still have to go do that. So ultimately, if you think about that plaque building up on your teeth, you get that small plaque starting to build up in these small blood vessels. And, you know, the blood vessels in the penis are very small, so they're going to get attacked first. And it's just a matter of time when they start to accumulate, and then those blood vessels begin to kind of like shrink up, die off, they stop working, and so they stop feeding the tissue. So these young guys, like, they're smart. They've got this going on, you know? They want to keep things moving along. But they're just going to the dentist. So for them, they don't need the treatment protocol the same way that the erectile dysfunction guys need. As a matter of fact, most of these guys, you know, they'll actually get an erection during the treatment. And, you know, I just got a text actually this morning from one of my patients who purchased the Phoenix, and he's like, "Hey, is it okay if I got an erection?" And I was like, "Yes, it's okay." So because you guys are responding so quickly, quite honestly, I would just recommend doing it once a week and, you know, maybe just doing it for 3 or 4 weeks and then kind of allow yourself a good month or two. Kind of think about it like quarterly, you know? If we go to the dentist, I mean, some people go to the dentist quarterly, every 3 months. I go every 6 months. So however you're going to the dentist is how I want you to think about how you're going to be treating your penis. If you're a performance guy, you know, or biohacker guy or preventative guy or however you're looking at yourself. It's just keeping that blood flow moving. I do want to mention too that when you do purchase the Phoenix, you are also given a penis pump. And so I kind of want to address that for a second, because I'll get a lot of calls from guys and they're like, "Do I have to really do this penis pump?" Yes, that's part of your homework. You know, so think about it like this. When you're doing the treatment, you're creating new blood vessel formation, angiogenesis, right? So those new blood vessels are very weak. They're small, they're fragile, They don't really know what's going on. Think of them like a little baby, right? And so when you're doing the penis pump, what you're doing is you're opening up these small little blood vessels and you're forcing that blood through them. So you're actually strengthening those blood vessels and basically telling your body like, hey, these are going to be good blood vessels. Keep them around, you know, keep feeding them. So, you know, I always try to reiterate with the guys, it's not about you getting an erection in the penis pump. That's not what I'm looking for. It's just about, let's pull some blood through the penis, you know, open up those new blood vessels, strengthen them up, feed the tissue, and then go about your life. You know, you don't have to be sitting there doing this. I had a patient who was like walking around the house doing chores with the penis pump on. No, wow. It's not what it's about.
It's crazy.
So, but yes, I do want you using the penis pump. Now, how I want you to use it is, you know, think about it like this. In the beginning, when you're creating, this is all brand new for you. You've never used the Phoenix. You've never used sound wave therapy. Then I want you to be pumping every single day, at least for 6 weeks, because this is all brand new for you. After the 6 weeks, then think about it like a gym routine. You go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I want you to pump Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay. So same idea is like, you're not going to go to the gym and work biceps every single day, right? Most people will only do biceps twice a week. It's the same thing with the penis. You don't want to overwork the penis because then you're going to create more damage. So you have to give it time to rest and heal and regenerate and recuperate. Make sense?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good way to sort of view it as like, you know, we've got guys that go to the gym, they train their muscles, they cause damage, and then they need that recovery phase. And then that's when all the healing and the repair work is done.
Exactly. That's when all the goods happen, you know?
Yeah. So let's have a little chat about potentially how it compares to the really expensive in-clinic machinery and if it's like the exact same technology or...
Yes. So, you know, what I want to say is when we were designing the Phoenix, we were constantly comparing it to the medical devices because we could. I mean, we own the clinic, so we were able to do that. But what we did is we did it a little bit differently. So with these actual, you know, machines, they're using what's called a pneumatic type of compression, but we're using more of a mechanical type of compression, which is why we can have it in this like handheld device and you don't need, you know, the big machinery work. You know, mine is like on its own little cart and we like cart it around. You don't need that. but also too, the medical devices, the handpiece wears out. But remember, you know, our clinic is one of the busiest clinics. So we're doing, you know, anywhere from 20 to 25 treatments a day. And we have, you know, 3 rooms going at a time. So I'm constantly having to replace the tips and the hand pieces. And that gets expensive for us as a clinic. Mm-hmm. With you guys, like, this is your hand piece. You're not sharing it. You're not, you know, doing treatments every single day, one right after another. And you're having the lockout mode. So the nice thing about that is you don't have to like constantly be repairing, you know, these parts of it. Now the sound wave or the actual energy signature, we did purchase what was called a force plate. And that's where we were trying to get the exact same energy signature that comes out of our medical device into the rocket. Or the Phoenix, I'm sorry. so it does create exactly the same energy signature as our medical devices. So that's what's nice for you guys, again, which is why I had to put the lockout mode on it, because if you're getting the same energy signature that I'm doing in the clinic, and I'm only seeing you maybe twice a week, and now you've got this at home, like, oof, I'm scared. So... rest assured that it does create the same sound wave as the medical devices. You guys are just lucky enough that you don't have to replace all these things that I have to replace and lug around this big cart.
I guess what about in terms of the pricing? And so like for a particular treatment, somebody wants to visit you, in your clinic, how much does a typical sort of treatment protocol cost?
Yeah. A typical protocol at the low end is going to cost them $3,000, and at the high end can cost $12,000. Wow. So again, it just kind of depends on the severity of the treatment, you know? So for instance, Peyronie's guys, which I don't know if some of your audience know what that is, but that's where you create scar tissue either from trauma. You know, some guys will actually fracture it during intercourse. And what's interesting is in my 15 years of family practice, I never once heard that word. I had no idea what that was until I started Novus. It exists. It's real. I've seen it. So not only can it happen from trauma, but some guys just get it, you know, for there's no rhyme or reason behind it. It's just inflammation of that tendon sheath. And so what happens is it starts to kind of create this curvature of the penis. Now, I do have a lot of guys who will call and they'll say, well, my penis curves. Does that mean that I have Peyronie's? No, not necessarily. What's happening is when you have this scar tissue, it actually creates a 90 degree of the penis, and it's very painful, and it's extremely painful for them to get an erection. So a lot of them will do everything they can to not get an erection. So think about that for a second. Like, that sounds horrible. So with them coming in for treatment, again, we're creating micro trauma on this scar tissue. So I'm telling the body, hey, I need you to go into the scar tissue, break it up, and then repair it with fresh new tissue. So it depends on how long they've had that scar tissue. You know, sometimes we're lucky and we'll see these guys right away. Like, I had a patient, he called me up and he was like, hey, I had a trauma, you know, an accident over the weekend. Can I come in? That's the best time to come in. Yes, because that way it's not settled yet. But then I have other guys who come in and it's been 10 years, you know, that's going to take a little bit of time. So I try to explain to patients that think about it like this. If you were to fall and scrape your knee and you get a little scab that forms, how long does it take for the scab to fall off? Maybe for you, it's 7 days. Maybe for me, it's 10. Maybe for him, it's 14 days. Everybody's a little bit different on how fast they heal and recover. So when that scab comes off, you have pink, fresh, new skin. How long does it take before that pink, fresh, new skin turns into brown skin as if like nothing ever happened again? That could be 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, again, just kind of depending on how fast your body heals. So that's what we're talking about. We're regenerating tissue or regenerating nerves. And it just depends on how fast your body or how healthy your body is, which, you know, this kind of, I want to bring this up. Patients who smokers, you guys, you're killing your blood vessels. Literally, like, smoking, it's a poison, and you're putting the poison into that blood vessel, and that blood vessel is collapsing right away because it's like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. You know, so we have a lot of patients who will call the clinic and they're smokers, and I'll just tell them straight up, you know, look, you can come in here all day long and you can spend all the money you want, but I'm going to create new blood vessels, and then your cigarettes are going to just tear them all down. So like, that doesn't make sense to me, but have at it. Same thing with diabetes. You know, if you aren't tightly controlled with your diabetes, meaning like you're not dieting, you're not exercising, you're not taking your medications the way you're supposed to, you're going to kill those blood vessels before they even have time to open. I always give patients this kind of analogy. If you've ever seen the Mucinex commercial, it's like this green, big, boogery guy. I don't even know if they have those commercials on anymore, but I always think about him. That big green boogery guy, he's a sugar molecule. So imagine him going through your blood vessels and he's basically tearing apart all your blood vessels. So again, you're going to come in here, you're going to spend a ton of money. I'm going to create all these new blood vessels. And then your sugar, your big green booger guy, is going to come in and tear apart what I just did. So it's really important that, you know, I can do my work or you can do your work when you're using the Phoenix, but you need to make sure that, you know, you're dieting, you're exercising, that you're doing your part too, so that you can maintain all of this.
Exactly. So what about a little bit on, I guess, how a guy can sort of determine if he's a good fit for this, to use the Phoenix? Like, how can a guy figure out, do I need this? How can I take advantage of it? Things like that.
In my opinion, all guys can use this. Again, it's all about preventative. You know, it's preventative maintenance. You're basically regrowing blood vessels. You're breaking up any scar tissue. You're feeding the tissue. Mm. So it's kind of the same thing as, like, you know, who needs to go to the dentist and who doesn't need to go to the dentist? Everybody should be going to the dentist, you know? So for me, the Phoenix is for everybody. It just depends on how frequent you're using it. That's the actual question, you know? So for those guys who don't have a problem and they just want to be better, they might use this only once a week or, you know, once a month or once every 2 weeks. But then those guys who are already starting to have the problems that are like raising these red flags, they're going to need more treatment a little bit longer. So, and then again, you know, it's maintenance. Patients who come into our clinic here at Novus, you know, they'll go through the protocol and they get great results. And then, you know, I might see them back a year later and they're like, hey, I'm still great. I just don't want to lose this greatness, you know? And so then that's when we'll do a maintenance program. Whatever that looks like, everybody's different. So, you know, I might have them do 3 treatments 1 week apart, you know, every quarter, or maybe they come in once a month. So again, it's really based on you and what you're looking to achieve, you know, with the Phoenix and with the results that you get.
Awesome. So what about discussing some of the potential side effects, if there are any? Because I know a lot of guys, when they see the device, I know they freak out and they look at it and they might think, where does it even go? What do we do with it?
Yeah,
a lot of guys message me saying, like, how do you use that thing? Like, where do you put it? And they freak out. So,
yeah. So, as far as side effects go, there are no side effects. There's no downtime. You can literally have sex like afterwards. I mean, the guys who are actually getting erections on the table while treating it, you know, after they're done, they're like, can I go use this? I'm like, yes, please. So that's what's kind of nice. There's no pills, there's no injections, nothing like that. It's basically, think of it as like topical. Okay. So you're just applying the Phoenix topically on the surface of the skin. In fact, do we have a Phoenix that I can show here?
I've got one right next to me. I've got one right next to me as well.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Exactly. Mm. So not scary at all. It is at first. I know these guys are kind of hesitant because they're like, I'm going to put something on my junk, but definitely don't be scared. It's just sound waves.
Yeah.
The sound is scarier than the actual treatment.
Yeah. I mean, at first when I turned it on and heard how loud it was and how heavy the device was, I was a little bit scared. But then, you know, the first initial few runs along the shaft was fine. It wasn't very painful at all.
Exactly. Now, do you use numbing cream? Are you a numbing cream guy?
I needed a little bit of numbing cream, but in general, like, my sensitivity is already, I've got very low sensitivity. So for me, the treatment protocol is a little bit different.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Everyone's just a little bit different, you know? So you're just going to have to find what works for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So the other thing is with some guys, I know that the performance guys, you mentioned a while back that they actually may notice a little bit of a decline in performance. And do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Yes. So, you know, sometimes I'll get phone calls from patients where they'll say things like, oh my gosh, I noticed after the first or 2 treatments, like, I got, you know, these erections that were amazing. And then like 3rd and 4th treatment, I wasn't really getting the erection. I was having decreased sensitivity. Like, oh my gosh, what's happening? What's going on? This doesn't happen for everybody, but there is a small handful that it does happen to. And what I want to remind you is we're creating microtrauma, right? So your body is going in and it's repairing and it's got lots of things it's working on. So that's completely natural, completely normal, and that will regenerate to better. So think of it like this. It's almost like a bell curve, right? So you come in and you're like, ooh, that was amazing. And you kind of like, that's amazing, that's amazing. And then you go down and you're like, oh, here's my new normal. And so kind of like, you know, you're going in, you're telling this tissue that you need to regenerate, you need new blood flow. And so during that like middle part of where you're treating, the body is so busy working, Whereas if you think about, you know, like people who are erectile dysfunction or Peyronie's, there's so much going on that they really don't even know what's happening because they're so used to not having anything that when they finally get through that curve and they see things are happening, they're like, oh, wow. Whereas you guys, you didn't have an issue. So, you know, you're not like them where you don't notice that curve of the change and shift. So you guys are going to notice every little detail about it. But that's good. So I want you to remember that if you do notice that or you feel that, do not freak out. That's your body healing and regenerating and making new blood flow and new tissue. And you're going to come out on the other end like so ecstatic that you did it. And then you won't have to go through that again.
So the other couple of questions I had was in relation to, and I had a few guys message me actually asking whether this sort of technology is actually FDA approved.
Yeah. So think about it like this. The medical devices we use in our clinic are not FDA approved. There is no FDA approved machinery for the treatment of erectile dysfunction using acoustic wave therapy. It doesn't exist. Wow. If it existed, who knows what Pfizer would do? We won't go that route. but the machine that we actually use in our clinics is FDA cleared. Wow. So we're in the FDA process right now. There's a series of things that you have to go through, but we are getting FDA clearance as the same level as the medical devices in our clinic. So know that, you know, what you're using at home is exactly FDA cleared as the ones in the medical facilities. Now, our goal is to get FDA approval with our Phoenix. And that's going to take obviously a lot of money, time, and then clinical studies. So anytime you want to get FDA approval, it's about a 10-year process and millions of dollars and that sort of thing. But it would be amazing, you know, to have something like that disruptive technology kind of come in and shake things up a little bit. So that's on our forefront and we definitely want to do that. So, you know, everybody kind of like cross their fingers for us.
So the other thing I wanted to discuss was the fact that the Phoenix, to me, the way I view the Phoenix is that it's technically a semi-permanent solution to erectile dysfunction, whereas guys leaning towards, I guess, like Viagra or other PDE5 inhibitors, they're simply just acting acutely, whereas this, is there potential like long-term gain from using the Phoenix?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you think about, you know, the Viagras and the Cialis's and that sort of thing, they're basically just a Band-Aid, right? So you take it, it works within 4 hours, and then it's out of your system. It's just a vasodilator, really, right? So it's just kind of creating, think about it, it's creating more blood flow, which is why you have an amazing erection. Mm-hmm. So if you can actually create blood flow that is long lasting, meaning you're creating new blood vessels that are long lasting, why would you not do that? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's kind of how I see the whole thing is like, these guys will spend anywhere from $20 to $50 for just one pill of the Viagras and Levitras and, you know, those types of medications. And that's one encounter, right? So if these guys, they'll come in here and they'll ask me maybe to write them 5 pills. That's 5 times a month. They're having intercourse 5 times a month and they have to spend almost $300 to do it. 5 times. If I'm going to spend $300, I want more than 5 times. Okay. That's how I want you guys to think about this. It's like, this isn't a, you know, I have to plan out when I get to do this. This is permanent. You're creating new blood vessels. You're telling your body to go in and actually regenerate. So it kind of goes back to the story of when I was in family practice, right? And you have all these patients on medications. Like, how do you get them off medication so that their body can actually do what it was supposed to do in the beginning? How does it regenerate itself? Our bodies are a machine. It can repair itself. You just have to give it the right tools. So
in terms of beyond simply erectile dysfunction, I know that this technology is being used for other conditions, things like that. Do you want to touch on some of the other areas that it may have potential application?
Yeah. So as we speak, we are in clinical trials right now with another prototype for the treatment of cellulite. Right. So I never want to forget about the ladies. So they're on my radar next. But it does, it's also used to treat cellulite. Same idea. Just to kind of give you guys a little background, this might be a little white noise or not. But cellulite really does come from scar tissue. Again, same idea. So you have these fibrous bands that attach the top layer of the skin to the muscle, and in between that layer are your fat cells. And so whether it's genetics, it's diet, it's hormones, it's pregnancy, whatever it may be, these women, 80% of women over the age of 20 suffer from cellulite, just so you know that. Okay. So these fat cells actually enlarge, and they kind of herniate is the best way for me to explain it, meaning like they kind of start to, you know, grow into the site. And so they're now cutting off the blood supply that feeds that top layer tissue. And so then that collagen formation basically thins out, right? And then those cords begin to atrophy or kind of create scar tissue, and they start to pool, which is why you see cellulite. So again, using acoustic wave therapy or sound wave technology, you're going in, you're breaking up the scar tissue, you're promoting new blood vessel formation, which is going to help shrink those fat cells, lymph drainage, collagen formation. So it really does help with that too. And then of course, musculoskeletal, which is why it was originally founded. You know, it was decades of use for musculoskeletal injuries. So that's obviously on our radar as well. But I do that here in the clinic too. So I'll have, like, I have a female, and she comes in, she's coming in tomorrow, and I treat her shoulder, her knee, and then her wrist. So she does a lot of gymnastics. And so she's putting a lot of pressure, you know, on these joints. And so same idea. I'm creating new blood flow. I'm creating more tissue formation. I'm breaking up any scar tissue that's happening with her. So it's, you know, this is amazing technology. And, you know, it's like the sky's the limit. I mean, this is what we know so far. And, you know, who knows what the horizon brings. I want to do face next. I'm always even, thinking, what else can we do, you guys?
Yeah. Even tennis elbow. I know a lot of people sort of suffering from tennis elbow. I've seen that.
Yeah, plantar fasciitis. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Awesome. So what about, I guess, how do you see this really, I guess, disrupting the entire, I guess, like medical industry? Like, what do you, how do you see it like progressing from next couple of years or so?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of the cool thing about it is, you know, if we can actually go in and repair from the inside out, who's going to need the little blue pill, right? So we're basically going in and kind of disrupting what we know today as, you know, erectile dysfunction treatments. And one thing I want to kind of remind everybody is, you know, we get patients who come in who've seen urologists. And mind you, you know, we do have one of the top urologists as our medical director here. So just so that you do know, we do have a urologist on staff. But these urologists are the ones who get the brunt of these erectile dysfunction, these Peyronie's guys, right? And what I'm hearing from these guys is they go in, and the first thing that these urologists are doing is saying, hey, take a Viagra, use a penis pump. Like that's their solution, you know? And so these guys do it, and they, you know, the more they take, the more they need, the higher dose they need, the more it doesn't work, right? Which then leads them to the injectables. And the more injectable they need, the more it doesn't work, the higher dose they need, the more it doesn't work, you know? And now they're creating scar tissue from injecting their penis, basically. So, you know, then the urologist will say, okay, you know, why don't we place a pump or why don't we do surgery? And to me, that's so invasive. You know, that's, if you're going to have surgery, think about it. You're creating scar tissue, no matter where you put that incision, anywhere. If you're going to do like a tummy tuck or breast or getting your appendix removed, whatever it is, you're going to create scar tissue because you're going in and you're cutting that tissue up. So if you kind of think about it, like these guys, that's their option right now. It's taking the pill that's not going to work, then going to the injection, which is going to create scar tissue, and then now having surgery to put a penis pump in. That's it. Those are their options. Mm. Like, that sounds terrible to me. So if I can give them an option where there's no pills, they don't have to take an injection. I'm not creating scar tissue and I'm not opening up their penis. Why would you not do this? Sounds exactly. good. Yeah.
So I guess maybe we can discuss a little bit about, I really want to open up this whole erectile dysfunction space because I know a lot of guys feel ashamed and very embarrassed. But we know that the prevalence is becoming so much like more common, and it really is a major like psychological issue for many guys. So what have you seen like just personally in your clinic?
Yeah. So, you know, what the numbers say is 50% of men over 50 will suffer from erectile dysfunction. Mm. And quite honestly, I think that number is way bigger than that yeah. because if you think about it, that's the people that are actually going into the office and complaining about it.
Yep.
So what about the guys who never do that? That number has to be higher than that, yep. you know? So, you know, when I see these guys in here, this is what I tell them. Erections really are threefold. They're blood flow, they're hormones, and they're mental. They're your brain. So all three have to be working and they all have to be optimized in order for you to maintain and have a strong erection. So I always say, let's start with blood flow. It's easy, right? It's non-invasive. It's no injections, no pills, nothing that you have to really remember to do. No side effects. From there, if they're still not seeing the results that they're looking for, maybe their erections just aren't firm enough or they're not lasting through intercourse, then I'll say, we need to look at your hormones. And believe it or not, I'm seeing more guys in their 20s and 30s with low testosterone. And whether that's because of our diet, exercise, environmental estrogens, whatever it is, it's real. It's really happening. So, you know, that's got to be addressed because you have to have testosterone in order to drive your libido and drive your erections. And from there, now you kind of think about it and you're like, okay, well, they've had erectile dysfunction. You know, their penis is atrophied. They don't have hormones. Of course, they're mentally, you know, not right here. So that's where I'll let patients know it really is like post-traumatic stress disorder. You had an event, it didn't work, you got traumatized by it, and you're going to constantly relive that every single time. So, you know, I do recommend my guys go see a sex therapist or a sex counselor just to kind of get over that. But again, if I can get blood flowing back into the penis, and what I'll tell these guys, honestly, you know, as they're going through treatment, remember they're using numbing cream. So they don't really know what's going on down there and we're talking and that sort of thing, but I'll start to see filling happening. You know, I see the change. And so then I'll let them know like, hey, you got to check this out. Like things are happening down here. We get all excited about it. And for me, I do that because it just is like putting that in their brain that, oh, I'm not broken. You know, this can be fixed. This can change. And it's just that little, you know, glimmer of hope for them. And then, you know, you do the hormones and now they're having this like urge and drive and like, you know, they think women are sexy again. And so again, it's like, it's in their, it's that brain, right? And the brain's like, okay, I think I got this. I think I got it. So it all works together and you have to make sure that you're addressing all three of them. Like, you can't just do one and not the other. It's like driving your car. You got to have an oil change. You got to have gas in your gas tank and you have to have tires. Like you're not going to do one or the other. You have to have all three. So that's how I want you guys to think about it.
Exactly. And that's in particular the reason why I developed my own like testosterone enhancement masterclass to give guys literally the tools and everything we just spoke about, the diet, stress management, you know, sleep yes. and supplements, yes. they all come together. And then, you know, then you add on the Phoenix and you just got like this mastery results.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So Stephanie, we're nearing the end of the show. So I just wanted to, was there anything else that you wanted to mention before we sort of wrap up?
You know, I want the word to get out, you know, that I don't want these guys to feel ashamed or embarrassed. There's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed about. This is a natural part of aging. You know, it's just like us getting wrinkles on our face. It's natural. So, you know, let's start talking about it. Let's communicate. Let's not be ashamed and let's just address it head on. you know, like don't put your head in the sand. You have options. So do something about it. You don't have to live the rest of your life. Think about it. Most people are living until they're 100. Like I was just watching the news this morning and they were showing like the 100 birthdays this morning. And so, you know, we really have a shot to live these long lives. Let's make something of it. You know, it's like live it fully as best as you can and do everything that you can to optimize you and your health. So let's open it up. Don't be scared.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining in this morning, Stephanie. It's been a pleasure having you on the show to explain a pretty bizarre technology that I know a lot of guys in my circle are still asking me, like, they want to learn more about it. So I think you did a really great job in like breaking it down really simple and explaining it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us. And, you know, don't hesitate at all to reach out with any questions or concerns or there is no silly question. Okay.
Awesome. Appreciate that. Well, for the guys listening in, you'll be able to find a link to the Phoenix in the link in my bio. It is also on my website. And if any guys also have any other questions about the Phoenix itself, feel free to message me either through my Facebook group, Sub-Zero, or personal message. So again, wanted to say thank you, Stephanie, for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.